Scales. What's a scale? Well, there are various meanings. There's a gadget you can step onto in the bathroom to see how heavy you are. And scales are also a protective coating on the skins of fish. But the kind of scale we're talking about in music obviously is neither of those, nothing to do with it. The word scale comes from an Italian word scala, which means a ladder or staircase. And from that, we can deduce why a scale is called what it is, because it goes up by step and back down again by step, just like a ladder, just like a staircase. Simple. There are several different kinds of scale in music. The commonest is the major scale, and then there's also something called a minor scale, and there are various others, of which probably the most important two are the chromatic scale and the pentatonic scale. Let's look at each of them in turn. We'll start with the chromatic scale. Chromatic comes from a Greek word chromos, meaning colour, and it means all the colours in the sense of all the colours on the piano. Well, there's only two, obviously, on a piano, black and white. But if you play a scale like that on the piano, playing all the white notes and all the black notes, not leaving any out, it will sound like this, and I'm now going to play it on the guitar, of course. No notes left out, every note played. G, G sharp, A sharp, B, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G. So that's a chromatic scale starting on G. If you're working towards the grade 2 exam, you'll already be acquainted with it because it's one of the set pieces you have to do in the grade 2 exam. And it's exactly the same as that one, starting on G and finishing on G. So much for the chromatic scale. There's also something called a pentatonic scale, which only has five different notes. We'll come to that a bit later. Let's begin by going through some major scales. And these are ones that you need to know. If you're doing grade one, you need to play the C major scale. Check out the scales and chords sheet that you have also on this website. And we've got a selection there of different major and minor scales. So we'll start with C major in the first position. This is one you've mostly already learnt. C, bass C. We're starting on bass C, the third fret of the fifth string, of course. C, D, E. F, G, A, B, C. That's a good thing to do when you first pick up your guitar to play anything on it. Just go through a simple C major scale in what we call the first position. Obviously, that scale uses some open strings. C, open D, E, F, G, open G, of course, A, open B, and C. Easy. Now, on that sheet called Scales and Chords, you will find just that, a scale, followed by the three main chords that are associated with that scale. And these are, in the case of C, the chord of C major. I'm going to play a four-string version of it, as you see in the music, which sounds like that. I'm plucking with three fingers on the second, third, and fourth strings, and then the thumb on the fifth string. You can, of course, strum it, and it sounds like this if strummed. Now, this is not the easiest chord in the world. It's quite a handful for the left hand. You may not be strong enough to do that yet, in which case you can do a simplified version of it with fingers one and two only. Number two on the E on the fourth string, number one on the second string, first fret. There we have it, a smaller version of the C major chord. And following on from that, we have F. F is a fairly straightforward chord to do. Fingers 1, 2, and 3 on C, A, and F. And finally, G7. Strummed there, top four strings only, and it's a very easy chord to play because you just need the one finger on F. That's the first finger. Now, these three chords go together very well, and if we strum through them like this. Kind of sound musically meaningful, and that's because they are indeed the three main chords that we get in that what we call key, and they're known as the tonic, the subdominant and the dominant. It's quite important that you learn those words eventually, although I appreciate that in the early stages it's a bit confusing and you might not be able to get your head round that. It's simply a way of generalizing the three main chords that belong in any key. So the three main chords in any key are based on the first, the fourth, and the fifth notes of the scale. So the dominant chord is based on the fifth, the subdominant on the fourth, and the tonic is based on the first note of the scale. But we'll have more to say about chords in the next session. So coming back now to scales, we're going to go through a few other well-known ones. The G major, very, very simple, straightforward in the first position. G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G. And the chords associated with that key, the key of G major, are G. Here's a one-fingered easy G chord. Then D7, which we get to from G by sliding the third finger, of course, to this triangular shape, pointing away from you. Here are the notes of the D7 chord, open D, A, C, F sharp. Don't be too worried if your D7 chord sounds more like this, with some rattly notes or notes that don't even work. Just keep persevering, you will eventually get to do them. So that's a good little exercise. Play the G major scale, then go through the chords. G, C, here's an easy four string version of the C chord, and the D7, and back to G. So when you're doing your practice, it's good to be fully aware of what it is you're doing and why you're doing it and what it is you're learning. So not only getting your fingers in the right places and making a good sound and so on, but knowing what it is you're doing and what it all means. We're going to go now on to the D major scale. Now this is normally done in the second position. In case you don't know, second position means where you move your first finger to the second fret and the other fingers spread out one per fret along each string. So we're going to do the D major now, second position. We start with open D, then we go first finger on the second fret of the fourth string, that's E. Another good thing about practicing scales, it helps you to learn your notes, know what they're called, be fully conscious of what notes you're playing with which fingers and on which string. Obviously, you've got to be wide awake and really think what's going on. Open D, first finger on the second fret of the fourth string, that's E. Third finger now on F sharp, that's the fourth fret of the fourth string. So D, E, F sharp, then open G, first finger on A on the second fret of the third string, open B, C sharp, and then D. And we've travelled that musical distance of an octave from the open D to the top D, and then back down, reversing what we did already. Now then, the chords in this key, D major. It's like a reversed image of the D7. The D7 is a triangle, if you like, pointing away from you. And the D major chord, very often just known as D, that's a fact about all major chords. If a chord is just given a letter name like D or F or G or whatever, we assume it's a major chord. Minor chords always have a little M after the letter, and seventh chords have the number 7. So in this key D major, here are the three main chords. Remember, they're based on the first, fourth and fifth notes of the scale. D chord, easy one finger G chord. A7. The one we have in this particular case is just a one-fingered version of it, which you can play like this. Open E, C sharp, open G, and then an A in the bass. That'll need to be plucked rather than strummed. If you want to strum it, you'd need to put your second finger on the fourth string, second fret, that's the note E, and strum it across five strings like this. And again, as we found with the C, F and G7, in the key of C, so in the key of D, we find that D, G and A7 go very well together. They just sound right. Moving on then now to the key of A major. Here's the A major scale. This will be played, again, probably best in the second position. So we'll start with the first finger on A, then open B, first finger on C sharp, second finger on D, open E, F sharp with the first finger, G sharp, and then A. So we've got quite a few sharps to be aware of there. We've got A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp, A. And the three main chords in this key, A. This is a bit of a handful. Three fingers all squashed into the same box, all squashed behind the second fret. The fingering I would recommend is reading from the lowest note, open A, then the second finger on E on the fourth string, then A with the third finger, then C sharp with the fourth finger, then open E. This is a difficult chord for beginners. You will be struggling to make that sound any better than this. You'll have a lot of frustration learning chords. Everybody does. It takes a while, especially if you're quite young. We don't want that, obviously. We want this. But it's easier said than done. Now, the D major chord we've seen already. We saw it when we were looking at the key of D major. And now we've got a new chord, E7. And this is a bit of a handful. The best way to do it is play all six strings, and to do that you're going to need to have the first finger on G sharp on the third string, and then B in the bass on the fifth string. That's the chord of E7, which nearly always resolves, as we say, to A. So the seventh chords are all tending to want to try and get back to what we call the tonic chord, the key chord. So in the key of C, G7, it leads you to C. And in the key of D, A7, leads you to D. And in the key of A major, E7, takes you back to A. So much for the major scales and chords. Remember, we've covered just four here, C major, G major, D major, and A major. And now we're on to the minor scales. And there are two basic types of minor scale. Well, there's actually three, but mostly music students learn the harmonic minor and the melodic minor. Here is the harmonic minor, A harmonic minor scale. Now, you'll notice that sounds quite weird when I play it a little bit quicker. I like to tell people that it sounds like snake charmer music. And if you remember that a snake can do you harm, you'll remember that that's the harmonic minor. Most people, when they hear that, think of countries in the Middle East, maybe Arabia, maybe Turkey, maybe even India, Egypt, that sort of part of the world. And that's because people in that sort of area are very fond of music that is based on the harmonic minor scale. Now, the melodic minor sounds slightly differently, and it's different going up from descending. So here it is ascending. And here it is descending. On now to the E harmonic minor scale, which goes like this. It starts on the second fret of the fourth string, stretching with the pinky to F sharp, fourth fret of the fourth string, then open G, A, B, C, and then D sharp with the pinky. Open E follows, and now we've completed the E harmonic minor scale. And now chords in A minor. This is a very important and very common guitar chord. Check it out. You might need to look in your book at the diagrams, the drawings of it, or there's this sheet called Scales and Chords, also on this website. You can look there. It's quite clearly presented there in the form of actual musical notation rather than diagrams. So if we look at that A minor chord now, just for interest, always read chords from the upper note downwards. So what we see when we look at that A minor chord is we see an open E at the top, then it's C, that will be with the first finger, then it's A, which will be with the third finger, then the second finger on E on the fourth string, and there we have it. It's a beautiful chord and incredibly common in guitar music. The D minor chord is a little bit more awkward, I think. First finger on F, fourth finger on D, second finger on A, and open D. And then we have the E7, which I was mentioning earlier when we were talking about the key of A major. That's the full six string version of it. Okay, the other chords we need to know are shown on the E harmonic minor scale stave, and we see the full E minor chord. It's a very easy guitar chord, very beautiful sound, providing you keep your fingers upright enough so that you don't snag any strings. And that's to do with pressing pretty hard, making sure your fingernails are really short, and getting as close as you can to the frets. E minor, A minor we've already covered. And now a difficult chord that uses all fingers, all four fingers. This is B7. Not for the faint-hearted. Give it a try if you think you're up to it. And finally, I'm going to play now the E melodic minor scale. Goes like this. Is 2 4 0 2 0 2 4 0, going back down 3 1 0 2 0 4 2. Right, that covers the basics of scales and chords. A few other words I need to explain, but we'll do that in the second half of this talk on scales and chords.